A female grizzly bear is stumping scientists after she was tracked traveling thousands of miles between Idaho and Montana. Ethel the bear was radio collared 2 years ago. Since then, she's been on the go, traveling from Kalispell, Montana, west toward Coeur d'Alene and back east toward Missoula. Chris Servine is the grizzly bear recovery coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He's been studying bears for 34 years. He says it's the longest journey he's ever seen a grizzly bear take. Servine told me her story begins when Ethel was first captured east of Kalispell in 2006.
And she was eating apples near somebody's house, and to keep her out of trouble, we captured her and moved her over the mountains. And she had a collar on for a while in 2006 and early 2007. And she basically stayed right in that same area. She went back to the same place that she'd had apples, but she stayed out of trouble and was not seen. And then her collar failed, and we didn't see her again until September of 2012, when she was captured in the same area, very close to the first site, again eating apples. And so we moved her again to keep her out of trouble, and then she started moving and traveling. Instead of staying in that area where she had lived probably all of her adult life, by this time she was 19 years old, she started a long journey and started traveling all through the Northern Continental Divide grizzly bear ecosystem. She probably went well over 5,000 miles in 2 years. She sure covered a lot of ground.
So Ethel went all over the place, from Montana to Idaho to Montana and back again. She took quite a trip.
Yep. It was certainly the biggest travel adventure we've ever seen a grizzly bear do. Sometimes she would spend a month or more in certain places, probably eating berries or certain foods. She was in really remote country quite a bit of the time, and then sometimes she was very close to people. When she was in Idaho, she really wasn't anywhere near people. She was in remote Forest Service lands, both north and south of I-90 around the Wallace area. And then she came all the way back and eventually lost her collar up by the Canadian border. So where she is today, we don't know. We may catch her again, but we may never see her again.
Ethel traveled all this distance and all these places and, as far as we know, didn't get into any serious trouble.
Nope. No, she had no run-ins with people. She was minding her own business, just looking around. Why she did this and what she was looking for, we don't know. It's a mystery. So she's a traveling bear, that's for sure.
You've obviously collared other bears and followed where they've gone, so this is kind of an anomaly.
Yeah, we've collared hundreds and hundreds of bears. We've been doing this for over 30 years, and this is the longest distance we've ever seen a bear go. Very strange movement patterns. It's almost like she was looking for something, but I have no idea what she would be looking for. I just can't explain it. It's a real fascinating story, and we've just not seen anything like this. So it's a new one on us.
So what are you taking away from all of this? What can we learn from Ethel the rambling bear?
Well, I guess the first thing is that we need to know more about how bears move across the landscape, because, you know, we learn something every time we collar a bear, and this mass of knowledge that we get by closely tracking them has really helped us understand how they relate to people and how they look at habitat as important to them and what they do during the breeding season versus the non-breeding season. And, you know, Ethel's movements really don't fit into any previous pattern we've seen before. So whether this is something that happens more often than we think, I suspect not. I think what Ethel was doing was something unique to her. And why she was doing it, there's no real rational reason that we can understand why she did this. It's good to have a little mystery out there.
Well, it sounds like she's quite the bear.
Yes, she is. And she's sound asleep in some warm den somewhere up in the mountains under the snow as we speak. And I hope when she comes out next spring that she settles down and continues to live successfully and has cubs.
Grizzly Bear Recovery Coordinator Chris Servine says Ethel's story is unique. You can see a map of Ethel's wanderings on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.